The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Standout moments and the big winners of the night from the 51st Academy of Country Music Awards. The 51st Academy of Country Music Awards showed singer-songwriter Chris Stapleton is still continuing his winning streak. He led the way, taking home 6 trophies, including Male Artist and Album of the Year for Traveler. Other big wins include Jason Aldean getting the coveted Entertainer of the Year title. Miranda Lambert won a record 7th consecutive Female Vocalist of the Year award. Vocal group went to Little Big Town. Vocal duo went to Florida Georgia Line. Kelsey Ballerini shared her excitement winning New Female Vocalist of the Year.
It feels really good. I mean, there's such an incredible group of women right now on country music that have been there for a long time and new, both, and I'm proud to be one of them.
While Old Dominion told us what it means to win New Vocal Group.
You show up and you walk in this building and you start to see the, like, enormity of it, and you're in the backstage area and you see, you know, all these people that you've been watching on TV, and then suddenly you remember that you won one of these awards. It becomes a very big deal to you.
Hosts Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley delivered plenty of jokes, and former host Blake Shelton got some laughs in too, jumping on stage while Brian was singing. There was also a very touching tribute paid to Joey Feek of Joey and Rory, who passed away in March after a battle with cancer. There were many performances throughout the night, including several crossover collaborations, like Ballerini and Nick Jonas. As well as the highly anticipated duo, Dolly Parton and Katy Perry, who did a medley of some of Parton's greatest hits. For more country music news, follow us at Fox 411 Country. Thank you so much for watching. For Fox 411, I'm Ashley DeBorgen.
Hey, good fun there at the CMAs. I think country music is probably, they can't wait until, you know, the Miranda Blake Shelton thing is just out of the way and done once and for all, huh?
Well, I know some of those names that were mentioned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Katy Perry and, you know, Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
I mean, what a sweet duet. I mean, that was good fun. There were some great highlights there.
It looks like they all had a lot of fun.
Yeah, in
the video of the clip, it looks like they were all having a lot of fun, and it looks like a really good time.
Yeah, no, they did a good job, and I think for the most part, you know, whether it was the writers, you know, the hosts of the show stayed in their element. They didn't try and overdo it a little bit, and then you had some nice touching moments, you know, like you mentioned, Tim McGraw's, you know, who has become, you know, kind of amazing, the elder statesman of modern country, you know, just, you know, he showed up really well and in a very touching, you know, humble and kind situation, and, you know, Miranda Lambert, I mean, what is there, there's not another female singer, I mean, seven in a row now?
Yeah. I was gonna ask you about that. Seven in a row, that seems like it should be talked about a little more.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's just like she's breaking records. I mean, everybody now, you know, forever she's going to be, you know, compared. You know, I mean, they're going to say, well, you know, she's a good singer, but she's just not Miranda Lambert, you know?
Yeah.
And the other guy, of course, that's been just, you know, hotter than blazes is Chris Stapleton. He is just, you know, he is outside of the typical, you know, country music paradigm and that 9-dot paradigm, and he is just tearing it up. I mean, you know, male vocalist, new male vocalist, song of the year, and, you know, the only thing I was waiting for was, you know, maybe there could have been another Justin Timberlake duet as they did before that was just awesome, you know. In fact, I liked the duet they did so much I had to buy the Justin Timberlake song. You know, I put it on the iPod. You know, he and Chris Stapleton. So, but good fun, and that's you know, you like that when these awards can you know, be entertaining and fun at the same time. Well, congratulations to all the winners at the CMAs. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, America.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us as always. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You know, a lot of things to remember historically, and our next guest is quite the historian. I always love being around Bill and hearing him talk, especially when we get into things about history. We're going to talk about today's birthday being Albert Einstein's birthday, born in Germany on March the 14th in 1879. Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill Fetter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Hey, I want to talk about President Obama's truthfulness or lack thereof regarding you know, the whole Muslim narrative. But before we do, I was reading on your blog as we were recalling one Albert Einstein who's today is his birthday. He began teaching calculus, you say, at the age of 14.
Yeah, he was definitely changed the entire what they call Newtonian physics. Mm-hmm. And the idea of E equals MC squared and how time in the distance and mass. It's quite fascinating. Matter of fact, I went through a tour of the Kennedy Space Center. Mm-hmm. I was speaking at a conference, and along with me was General Bob Stewart. He's flew in the Challenger and in the Atlantis space shuttle, and he's going through there, and he's like, "Oh, this thruster can give this many pounds of thrust, and this one, you know, it uses hydrogen," and mm-hmm. and it's just a very for somebody that's more history oriented to be around individuals that have a brilliant scientific mind is quite intimidating. And that was Albert Einstein. He mm-hmm. had this brilliant mind, and he they had the different laws of physics, and he had come up with the idea that a ray of light would bend as with a gravitational pull. And so there was a eclipse, and they were able to document a ray of light bending as it went around the moon or whatever. And they said Newtonian physics is old, and here Albert Einstein theory of physics is now the new one. So,
well, without a doubt, you know, you wrote that in 1921 he won the Nobel Peace Prize in physics, and I like you know, you related his description of the theory of relativity about when a man sits with a pretty girl for an hour, right? I'm going to let you finish that out.
Yeah, Albert Einstein was describing relativity, and he says if a man sits with a pretty girl for an hour, it seems like a couple of minutes, but if he sits on a hot stove for a couple of minutes, it seems like an hour. And so it's sort of relative there. But
yeah, without a doubt. I mean, as much of a genius as he was, is, you know, when he could talk it, you know, about such lofty things, he also knew how to bring it down to its lowest common denominator, such as the theory of relativity.
Well, and then he was Jewish, and he was in Germany, and they had gotten into, you know, the National Socialist Workers Party. You know, people forget socialism. Well, Nazi is socialism. So the National Socialist Workers Party decided that they were going to discriminate against Jews, and they actually burnt his books. And so he and eventually had to flee to America, and he became a citizen of America and was there at Princeton University and did his research. And he's the one who knew about the Nazis developing, you know, on the track to develop nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
And so Einstein influenced Franklin Roosevelt to say, hey, you better get your Manhattan Project up and running because they're doing it. And, you know, it was this race to finish. So, but it's a fascinating study of a person who was very deep, Albert Einstein.
And from his experience, as you say, experiencing socialism, the Nazi Party, you know, he had a comment about the redistribution of wealth that I believe America and certainly America's youth could benefit from greatly. He says, I'm absolutely convinced that no wealth in the world can help humanity forward, even in the hands of the most devoted worker in this cause. I mean, he saw this clearly, you know, for what it was, that you cannot allow somebody else, you know, to take over your freedoms.
Well, it's interesting. Vladimir Lenin said the goal of socialism is communism. And even Franklin Roosevelt said the Soviet Union is run as a dictatorship, as absolute as any dictatorship in the world. So really, all socialism is dictatorship, right? All communism, right. Socialism. And you think of it, well, I thought that was where everybody owned everything equally. Let's think a little deeper. Who decides who gets to live in the nice house and who gets to live in the dumpy house? Somebody in the government dictates those things. Well, whoever ultimately dictates those things is the dictator. And you have this hierarchical system where the dictator's the new king. The Communist Party members are the new royalty. They get to live in the nice houses. They get special shops to shop in. And then the people are the peasants. And so communism, socialism is this hierarchical structure as to are you connected with the dictator or the insiders of the party.
Exactly. Well, Albert Einstein saw very clearly what apathy could do to a people. In Germany, of course, only 10% were Nazis. 90% were not, but they just went along to, you know, to get along. And Albert Einstein made this statement, again, that echoes through the ages and will continue. The world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. That sums it all up, doesn't it, Bill?
Well, yeah, and now with the current threat of Islam, people say, well, most Muslims are not violent. Yeah, maybe 10% are, but there was only 10% Nazi Party members that did all the Holocaust. There was only 10% Communist Party members in the Soviet Union, and that during the time where they killed, you know, 60 million of their own people. And so a very small group of people with the guns and with the political power can do great damage to the rest of the country. And now we're seeing that the Muslim Brotherhood is a hybrid between communism and socialism together with Islam. And so it's this very dangerous combination.
And people are quiet. And then, you know, it's like, okay, and as we're being quiet and we don't want to offend anybody, you know, our question has been, I know yours as well, Bill, is, you know, where are they? Where's the 90% stepping up and condemning what the 10% are doing?
Right. A lot of people, I was explaining to somebody that with the Muslim immigrants coming into Europe, again, the majority of them are nonviolent, but there is a percentage that do have a goal of overthrowing government and setting up their Sharia law. And the facilitators of that is the multiculturalism, pluralism, diversity, and this idea that, hey, everything's fine. And if you look at it, it's sort of like AIDS to the body. So if you have a healthy immune system and viruses come in, your white blood cells attack it. But if you have AIDS, the virus comes in and your white blood cells sort of sit back and let the thing grow and get larger until it finally kills you. And so if you have a healthy body politic, then in comes a group that wants to you know, do female genital mutilation, wants to have child brides, wants to have guys beat their wives, and then we're going to say, no, you can't do that here.
But exactly.
The whole multiculturalism diverse, that's their culture. You got to let them do it.
Exactly. Bill, we got to go to break. Bill Federer with us. We've got more from him right after this.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
You gotta change.
Hey, coming up this third hour, it is about your opinions and your calls. We're going to be opening up the phone lines, so stay with us. Bill Federer is with us right now, author of the book What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam and the United States. Also, Rise of the Tyrant, This is volume two. Hopefully, if we get a chance, we'll get into it. If not, it's another good reason to talk with Bill Vedder and keep the conversation going. The 6,000-year quest for global power, fascinating read. Let me tell you, it gives you the background. Bill, you know, President Obama tells us with a straight face, you know, his worldview about Muslim history. But again, he seems to be a bit loose with the facts, and he's relied all his life on his charm, so facts seem to be a little elusive with this man.
Well, and it is important for us to clear the confusion up, because we have Muslim terrorists doing attacks, and then the president will defend them and say they don't represent true Islam. Yet the Muslims that are doing the attacks are yelling Allahu Akbar, and they claim they do represent true Islam. Who can tell us what true Islam is? One person, Muhammad. Muhammad was the best Muslim that ever lived, and so Muslims that want to be better Muslims, they want to be like him. His life is actually called the Sunnah, which means the way or the example or the standard. And so Muhammad's life went through three stages, and we need to understand these three stages, because those that are copying him are doing the same thing that he did. Muhammad was a religious leader in the pagan city of Mecca for 12 years, from 610 AD to 622 AD, and Muhammad only made 70 converts in 12 years. He gets confrontational, and the people of Mecca decide he's a disturber of the peace. They chase him out of town in 622 AD. He has nowhere to go. He tries to go to a city called Al-Ta'if. They don't want him. They pelt him with rocks and stones, and so he is a Muslim refugee. And so with no place to go, there's a Jewish city to the north, and they are nice. They let Muhammad in as a Muslim immigrant. Muhammad goes into the minority neighborhoods, and he begins to organize a following. And once it gets big enough, we're familiar with the term of organizing in the community.
Yes.
He goes with his following to the Jewish leaders and pressures them to accommodate him and his followers politically. And the Jews do and make a treaty with Muhammad. Now he's a political leader in addition to being a religious leader. Then something happens. Muhammad's followers in Mecca get pushy, argumentative, and threatening. They get chased out of town for disturbing the peace. They have nowhere to go. They're Muslim refugees. They go to Medina, and Muhammad allows his followers to rob the caravans headed to Mecca in retaliation for the Meccans chasing them out of town. So there's a change here. So where Jesus said, if they take your coat, give them your shirt, Muhammad's attitude was, if they take your house, you retaliate, take their caravan. He got a whole chapter of the Quran from his Allah, it's Surah 8, chapter 8, on how to distribute booty from robbing caravans. Muhammad got a fifth of the booty. And so the Meccans send 1,000 soldiers to protect their caravan, and Muhammad, with 300 warriors, defeats 1,000 at the Battle of Badr. He takes this as confirmation he's supposed to be a military leader, and he fights in 66 battles and raids in the next 8 years before he dies. He kills 3,000 people, beheads 700 Jews in Medina. Within 5 years of Muhammad coming into the Jewish city of Medina as an immigrant, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina.
Wow.
They were chased out, killed, or enslaved. He goes to that city of Al-Ta'if, and he's hurling rocks in there with these catapults. And when they tell Muhammad the catapult is killing innocent women and children with these flying rocks, Muhammad's response was, they are among them. So they got to be killed too. So suicide bombers and ISIS killers say it's okay to kill innocent women and children to advance Islam because Muhammad did.
Yeah, they Muhammad are among them.
And since Muhammad is forever the perfect Muslim, Muslims that want to be better Muslims, they want to be like Muhammad. And so the nonviolent Muslim has actually backslid. Now, thankfully, the majority of Muslims have backslidden there, but now we're beginning to see that there's this resurgence of Muslims wanting to follow Muhammad's example. We call that getting radicalized. And so the idea of who can tell us what a true Muslim is? Muhammad. And so when the president says things like, well, Islam says it's wrong to kill the innocent. Well, let's define the word innocent. Innocent is a follower of the way of Allah. Mm. And so if you are not a follower of the way of Allah, you're guilty. And it says, Allah loveth not those who reject the faith. Be ruthless to the unbeliever. Make war against the unbeliever. Kill the disbeliever wherever you find them. And so when they say it's wrong to kill the innocent, it's code for it's wrong to kill faithful Muslims. Now, the ones that are doing the killing, they viewed the nonviolent Muslims as having departed from the way of Allah. So they have no problem killing them as well as they do killing the infidels. So it's important for us to understand these definitions. Another definition is the word peace. Islam is a religion of peace. Well, their definition of the word peace is different than ours. Our definition of peace is different groups getting along. Their definition of peace is when the whole world submits to the will of Allah.
Right.
And so to them, world peace means world Islam. So again, very important that we get these definitions down.
Exactly. Words do matter. And if you want to know what somebody is going to do, look at what they've done. They followed this pattern time and time again. And we're ignoring this, sticking our heads in the sand. It's almost, Bill, like we're being set up here. I mean, we already see it happening in the European countries, whether it's Paris, France, now Germany, where you have these Muslim immigrants that are coming in and they're taking over. I mean, there's cities here in the United States that Muslims have taken over, and where they've declared that their rule of law will be Sharia. I mean, how can that happen in the United States? Well, it's happening. It's a very slow growth, progressive sort of thing that's been happening over the years. And, in the end, I mean, here it is, a repeat of history, and we're being set up right here. But what are we going to do about it?
Well, again, Muhammad's life is the example of immigrating into a host victim country, increasing the number of your followers amongst those that feel like they have a grievance or they've been victims, and then you eliminate the previous culture. I was speaking in Detroit and afterwards visiting with people, and so there was a lady who had a ministry of pregnant moms, and she goes by the Muslim house because there's a pregnant mom. She gives them a little present. Well, while she's there, out of a bedroom comes another pregnant Muslim mom. Out of a bedroom comes another pregnant Muslim mom. Out of a bedroom comes another pregnant Muslim mom, all mm-hmm. pregnant by the same man. He's practicing Sharia law polygamy in his house in Dearborn, Michigan. And then I visit with somebody else, and he says, oh, yeah, Fazel bought a bunch of houses on the block. He has a wife in each one. They go down to the welfare office and say the husband's not around, and they get these checks. And he visits these wives, and the more children they have, the larger the checks get. He's living like a king at state expense, and all the kids playing in the middle of the street are his kids. He's practicing Sharia law polygamy on his block. They take over several more blocks, and they vote in the school board, and now they have the girls wearing their burqas and their calls to prayer in the school, and now they take over several more blocks and vote in the police department, fire department, sort of like Hamtramck, Michigan, just recently
yes.
got its first majority Muslim city council, and all the Polish residents are being forced out, and now they have their minarets and their calls to prayer on loudspeakers, and these little Polish ladies that are still there, they're like, it's so loud, we can't think when it's going off, and so the first ones come in as immigrants, and then they increase and want to get involved politically. And then you always have that stickler that says, I'm not going to move out of this neighborhood. I grew up here, or I can't afford to move out. And that's when Muslim youth do random violence. And there's no witnesses, because no Muslim family will testify against another Muslim family on behalf of some kafir infidel. And so they eventually drive out. And so wherever they build a mosque, park it on your calendar, within a certain period of time, the majority demographics around that mosque are going to change to be majority Muslim.
Exactly.
And so it's this process that follows Muhammad's example. The first ones come in as immigrants, and they're nice. And they're so nice. People say, they're nice, not the fear. And well, then they get more come in. They gravitate together, form a community. And then the imam shows up and says, okay, we need to get with the program. Ladies start wearing the burqas. And a burqa has the same psychological effect on non-Muslims as gang colors. And so you see the gang colors, it's like, uh-oh, the neighborhood's changing. I recently spoke on this at a church this past Sunday. There was a whole lot of Africans there from Kenya, from Ivory Coast, from these different countries. And afterwards, they come up and go, that's exactly what's happening in our country. They come in, and then they build their communities, and then they begin to get pushy, and then they end up driving out the previous inhabitants.
Well, Bill Federer, this is from his book, What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. And with us right now on the phone from Not Dead Number 2, Paul Kuo, who plays Martin Yip. He's appeared in numerous films and TV programs. Also appeared or provided his voice for numerous TV and radio commercials for major international brands. Paul appeared in God's Not Dead and reprises his role as Martin in the sequel. Paul, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. You did a great job. Enjoyed seeing you in God's Not Dead. Was able to see the premiere of God's Not Dead 2, and another great job. It had to be exciting to come back and do it again, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was absolutely excited and thrilled about this second one. It's even better than the first one. And you know, I got a chance to really dive deeper into the character's storyline and Martin's struggle with his parents and his life and his faith. And where does that, work within his life? So it was just wonderful. And, of course, it helps when you have wonderful people and an amazing director to work with.
Well, yeah, it's a great storyline. And the part that that Martin plays, that you play, is Martin there. This is happening around the world, in all sorts of communities whose children come to know the truth and they have to make a cultural shift, a faith cultural shift that can create some challenges for a family, right?
Hey, absolutely. I actually have some friends who have went through exactly that storyline. One of my friends from high school, she had that exact thing happen. She became a Christian when she was in high school, and her parents were completely against that and was trying to unconvert her and try to get her out of Christianity. So Absolutely, it's a thing that happens all around the world all the time.
Well, Paul, what I hear often, it's much like the experience of the blind man who is blind and now sees. And once you have an experience with God and you're confronted with the truth, it is really challenging to, you know, to reverse pivot on it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, once you see that, once you feel that presence of God, it's really hard to, you know, deny this. You know, it's in there and you feel it. And so, you know, it causes us to want to step up and, you know, take a stand for God. Mm-hmm. That's what this movie, God's Not Dead 2 and God's Not Dead, the first one, is about.
Exactly. Well, of course, it opens up nationwide tomorrow, April the 1st. And as you say, God's Not 2, in your opinion, better than God's Not Dead the first time. Let me ask you, how realistic do you think the film is in depicting the challenges of religious liberty in the public square today?
Well, I think it's absolutely very relevant. And, you know, the film at the end lists a long list of court cases that are actually currently happening. That has recently happened on this in the reality. And so I think, you know, it's definitely something that's happening around the country to different extent in different parts of the country. And so it's something that we should be aware of and we should take note of and not deny this existence.
Well, it's one thing to be aware. The other thing is to have an open conversation about it so that we can responsibly talk about it. Because what happens is we're challenging political correctness. And what I've, you know, said here on the show, Paul, is that when you haven't had the conversation and you start to have it, sometimes the communication can be a little inartful, even though we try to be compassionate and sensitive. But we need to have the conversation. That's more important. So we got to get by the inartfulness and maybe a little bit of the offensive. Just make sure your heart's in the right place. But that conversation is needed for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think we can do this in a very loving manner. And, you know, I have lots of friends who are not believers. And I talk to you all the time. And, you know, we don't necessarily have to resort into violence or anything, you know, in the nastiness of some of the things that happens around the country sometimes, that we can talk. But then it is important, like you said, to talk about this in a Christ-like, loving manner to all the friends and people that we know around us.
Well, it challenges us, Paul, to understand and really apprehend the idea that God is love. If God is love, then we'll project that, right, even in these tough conversations that are so needed in the marketplace.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, you know, we need to keep in mind and keep our God in our heart and, you know, and love in our heart. And then sharing with people this love and of God and love of Christ, you know, and using that as our way, as our approach and as our springboard. I think, you know, when we do that, we live our life to follow Jesus in that way in a loving manner. I think that's very important for us to do. And I think we can definitely achieve that if we just keep that in mind.
Well, I always appreciate God's encouragement that he says he'll contend with those that contend with us. So sometimes we just have to get out of the way and let him deal with it because he does it in a much more perfect way. You know, Paul, your character, Martin Yip, is one of a handful who returned from the first movie. Tell our audience how Martin's journey is different than, different in God's Not Dead 2.
So in the first God's Not Dead, he's really journeying, struggling with his own, coming to terms with even just the reality of Christianity and, like, you know, just kind of wondering if there is even a God. That was his journey, trying to make that decision for himself. But now, in this second one, his journey is now past that. Well, once you believe in God, once you believe in Christ, the reality sets in. You have to actually confront the people around you. And so in this second one, Martin really has to deal with the family situation in a head-on manner. Whereas in the first one, he was just alluding to that. The dad's just kind of saying, well, listen to your teacher. Your teacher is right. But now in this second one, it's that, like my friend, like the situation with my friend, where it's not just a matter of talking about it now. Now it's real. Now your parents are completely against it. And they want you to leave God. And they want you to leave Christianity for the family. And shaming you in those manners. And so Martin has to deal with that struggle, and it's a much more personal, much more serious. There are real things at stake in his life. He may lose everything as a result of this action that he just did in the first one.
Exactly. Well, Paul, your character really connected with the audience. When I sat in the screening, I mean, not only that part that you're alluding to, that confrontation with your father that you had, but along the way, and that is that your sense of inquisitiveness, the questions that you were asking. A lot of people I could sense in the audience were going, wow, you know, those are questions that either they had or they still have.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's one of the most the biggest thing that I connected with my own character, with Martin, is the fact that he's very inquisitive. I'm a very inquisitive person. I love to ask lots of questions, lots of hard questions. I love debating people. It's fun for me because it's fun to learn more. And the more questions we ask, the more we learn. And I think that's one of those things we tend to forget, and we stop asking questions because we're afraid to offend someone because we asked a question, whereas we really should be asking all these hard questions and allow ourselves that opportunity to grow as a person.
Exactly. Well, Paul, one of the interesting products being released in conjunction with this film is a devotional book that I found was quite interesting from Broad Street Publishing called Stand With God. Explain to our audience what Stand With God is all about.
Well, the devotional book is basically a way to kind of get yourself guide you through your, through a 40 days journey that will inspire you and motivate you and challenge you in all sorts of ways. And the one most wonderful thing about this one that makes it really unique is that it takes a lot of the storylines and elements from the story from the first movie and the second movie. So if you haven't seen the movie, don't get it yet. Get the book after you see the movie.
Right, exactly.
You don't have any spoilers in there.
Right.
But well, that way you get a chance to use some of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead. That way you have a chance to what?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you get a chance to kind of, follow using some of the experiences these characters have and find how they can inspire you in your own day-to-day life.
Well, and as we know, devotional books take you deeper, and they really bring a dimension of the message into play here. You know, Paul, I got to tell you, people ask me, that know that I've seen the movie, say, well, do we have to text again? I said, we didn't have to text the first time, but the response was very, very, was most excellent. In fact, I got a text from a six-year-old young girl sent me a text after the first movie. So they said, well, do we have to text again in the second movie? I said, well, you have to see the movie to find out. How's that, huh?
Yes, absolutely. But if you, I think it's one of those texts where I don't think it just should be the, you shouldn't text because of the movie. You should text because you want to share this message with the people around you. And
without
it's not just about the movie; it's about your faith journey.
Without a doubt, Paul Kuo from the new movie and the first movie, Paul, God's Not Dead, and now God's Not Dead 2, which opens everywhere on April the 1st. That's Friday, April the 1st, all over. And, Paul, thank you so much.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
USA Today reports on the massive document leak allegedly showing how world leaders and the mega rich hide billions of dollars. The so-called Panama Papers point to people with ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin and other global leaders. The stunning revelations are contained in an estimated 11.5 million documents that was leaked from a Panama-based law firm. They show how the ultra-wealthy and powerful create shell companies. Don Daler is here with a leak nearly 10 times larger than Edward Snowden's. Don, good morning.
Good morning. It's not illegal to have an offshore company, but one purpose of a so-called shell company is that the money put in it can't be traced to its owner. The practice allows people to hold cash and move cash under a corporate name without international law enforcement or tax authorities knowing who it belongs to.
An anonymous source provided nearly 40 years' worth of documents from a law firm in Panama named Mossack Fonseca, which helps establish offshore bank accounts for the world's wealthiest people. The 2.6 terabytes of data handed over to journalists reportedly contains approximately 11.5 million documents, including nearly 5 million internal emails, providing a window into some 214,000 companies.
This really told us something about how the offshore financial system works, and especially about who are the kinds of people who are using it.
Michael Hudson is one of hundreds of journalists who researched the documents in what's likely the biggest leak of inside information in history.
The same system that politicians and the mega wealthy and billionaires are using to move money and do transactions is also being used by criminals, Ponzi schemers, drug kingpins, you name it, to hide their corrupt businesses.
Among the 12 current or former heads of state named in the investigations, the presidents of Ukraine and Argentina, and the king of Saudi Arabia. And while he is not named directly, the documents show allies to Russian President Vladimir Putin secretly shuffled as much as $2 billion through banks and shadow companies.
What can you tell me about a company called Vintris?
The Prime Minister of Iceland, who rose to prominence after the country's financial crisis, walked out of an interview last month when he was questioned about his ownership of a shell company that held nearly $4 million in bonds in the three major Icelandic banks.
Secrecy is a product that's bought and sold, and it costs money. The more secrecy you want, the more you pay.
Mossack Fonseca called the leak a crime and stressed to Agence France-Presse that we have no responsibility in how these companies were used.
They say they're like a car factory. You can't blame the car factory if a car is used to rob a bank.
Mossack Fonseca told the Guardian newspaper the parties in many of the circumstances cited are not and have never been their clients. They also said they do not foster or promote unlawful acts. There are currently no Americans named in the leaked documents, but it's unlikely that that'll last.
So what happens next?
Well, 11.5 million documents takes a long time to go through. That's why there are some names that will be revealed that have not been revealed yet, because there are journalists pouring over this documentation even as we speak.
Yeah, and how many people are quaking in their boots going, boy, I hope my name doesn't show up on one of those 11 million pages.
Yeah.
This is such a blockbuster
amazing
report.
Story.
Such a blockbuster report. Tom, thank you so much.
I thought it was interesting that, you know, we got some European leaders there, no Americans yet, but, you know, you got 11 million, you know, pages to go. You know, Hillary's going, well, that's more than my email, so quit giving me a bad time, you know.
Well, I think you probably hit on it yet.
Yeah.
There's bound to be some American leaders in there, things like that. And, it's interesting to see where it goes.
Well, look at my face. I seem so surprised that that would even happen, you know.
I know, right? Yeah.
Shocked.
And water is wet, right?
Yeah. Again? Oh, my goodness. I hope we didn't have to spend a lot of government money to figure that out. I say government money. That always bothers me when we talk about government money. It seems like some ethereal, you know, source or something. It's the people's money. It's
because
our
government doesn't have money.
Yeah, exactly.
They have our money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but, you know, we don't look at it that way. And I always take exception to that. I mean, it feels like, you know, chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You hear that screech every time I hear government money. And I'm waiting for, you know, more Americans to stand up and say, that's my money, you know, and because it is. It is our money. But, you know, this is on the heels of what Laura Carno had talked about earlier, you know, this morning about with her book, Government Ruins Nearly Everything, Reclaiming Social Issues from Uncivil Servants. You know, it's a challenge. You know, you get people that, you know, want to help. And I think they may start out with the right idea that, look, I want to be a servant. I want to help out. But maybe it's just the pressure and the established bureaucracy. We say bureaucracy here in America, but even overseas, that their established bureaucracies are such that it just kind of takes you down that road unless you're willing to be more accountable. And, and you've got all that power and extra money. And so what's the problem here if we move a little bit over here to the left or to the right? Well, it's a big problem. And of course, this has been going on forever, and Peter Schweitzer wrote about it extensively in his book "Throw 'Em All Out," citing different political figures from.
That's a great title for a book.
Oh, I know, really, it really is. Because the thing is, you read the book and you want to throw the book at them, because you're seeing what they've done and how they've taken unfair advantage. I mean, Scott, you and I did anything close to it, we'd be in jail. But because they're attorneys, for the most part, and they're in these coveted positions that we've elected them to, all of a sudden they see themselves as some, specialized class of citizen, and they're entitled to this. I mean, they really have this idea, and they tell you with a straight face. I mean, it's like, well, I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, Peter Schweitzer's book really forced the Congress to look at it, ethically. And, the Ethics Committee said up until Schweitzer's book that it was okay for insider trading. It was okay for them to take advantage of things like how do you get there? We're 200 plus years old, and the nature of government being what it is, what are we talking, 21st century before they decide that doing something unethically is wrong?
Yeah, you wouldn't think that. Growing up, what's one of the first things you start to learn? What's right, what's wrong?
Right. Exactly.
There's no, it's pretty cut and dry, as a kid. And somewhere along the lines, we get too smart for ourselves. And then we blur the lines, and we don't call things that are right, right. And we don't call things that are wrong, wrong.
Well, it's interesting. I think part of it is that, we learn it, or maybe it's reinforced. And depending on how it's reinforced, will give us an inclination. But I think kids, very early on understand what's fair and what's not fair. If it's not fair, then you hear kids, I don't care if it's in kindergarten or whatever, that's not fair. They understand the injustice of it all. And here we are somehow as we, grow up and we're used to it not being fair, we just kind of get calloused and accepting that, oh, well, you know, that's just what they do. It's okay for politicians to come in and tell you one thing and do something else, right?
What do we say right after a kid says it's not fair? Every adult in the world says almost the same thing. Life's not fair.
Yeah, right.
And that's how most people respond to it. And it doesn't have to be that way, but...
you're right. You're right, because what happens when they say, well, life's not fair, it kind of invalidates the feeling. And I think that what happens is you get down the road and you carry this sense of unfairness and injustice with you that here it is, you know, after years. And this is the problem that we have a lot of times in this country, is because we don't deal with the issue right at the beginning. You know, it's just something that's just been carried on from generation to generation. You know, in the opening, we talked early on about Martin Luther King and what he did, you know, to bring justice, to, you know, bring some things that were very unjust, to bring it to the forefront. And it was incredible. And his legacy to this day, how it continues. And sadly, some of that legacy has been perverted and people have taken it and not really picked up the baton and fulfilled his dream and vision for, you know, for Black America, not only Black America, but the United States of America, you know, to get beyond all this stuff. As long as we keep bifurcating everybody and set up all these individual interests, you know, we're just killing ourselves.
Well, I mean, he forced people to talk about something.
Yeah.
And now we don't want to talk. We don't want to have the conversation. Somebody gets offended, and somehow that's the worst thing that's ever happened. That's the biggest travesty that you could ever do to anybody, is to offend them.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I want offend me. Mm-hmm. I want to have the talk, because if you offend me, I'm going to talk. I'm
going
to talk to you. I'm going to find out what you're thinking. I'm going to find out, you know, what's wrong that makes you, you know, what makes you feel that way? Because, you know, I'm not everybody.
Right.
I can tell you why I feel the way I feel, but I can't tell you why people feel the way they feel without talking to them.
Exactly.
And if you don't have a conversation, you'll never know. And somewhere along the line, somebody being offended meant that somebody had wronged them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
exactly.
Me being offended, that doesn't... My day goes on, my life goes on, and, mm-hmm. you know, I walk away from the person that offended me and go, wow, okay, you know.
And is there any value in the offense? Or do you just discount it and just say, okay, it's irrelevant, it's not for me, it's some other issue.
But that's where the conversation has to come in. If I don't actually ask somebody why they feel that way, I'm never going to know. And if I just walk away and, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Well, last minute of the show. Of course, we'll see you tomorrow here on Bill Martinez Live. But tonight, we're all going to be huddled around, you know, around the TV. A Final Four, final, huh? Championship?
Yep, Villanova versus UNC.
Wow. What a surprise. I mean, Villanova just absolutely manhandled Oklahoma. I would never. Hey. I didn't think that. That was a big surprise to me.
Well, they held Buddy Hield to 9 points. I think it was his worst outing of the year. Mm. So, great defense.
Right, exactly.
It should be a good game.
Yeah, who's your pick?
I'm gonna go with North Carolina.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. We'll see, but it'll be good.
Unless Villanova plays the way they did the other night, in which case nobody's beating them.
Right. Yeah. Well, 70% shooting. That's kind of tough to go up against. Well, again, that's a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a blessed day, America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.